Hey everybody, back again here for a quick hits on WrestleMania. You know, as we get closer and closer to the event, more and more news continues to pile in as we have people that are no longer confirmed for WrestleMania. In The Miz, I know that there are other rumors floating around that Bobby Lashley is reportedly quarantined before WrestleMania 36. And this is going to be, let me just say this. This is going to be one of the weirdest WrestleManias that we've ever experienced in our lives. Certainly this is going to be one that's looked back at as, oh my God, remember last year? Remember that WrestleMania that was in front of no one? And I think that we're going to come out of this with a new appreciation of a live audience. We're going to come out of this with a new appreciation of being at an event with physical people next to you and not having to worry about, are they contaminated? Are they going to get me sick? And I think that goes for all sports. When we have the light switch come back on, think about what is going to be happening. Baseball will be starting, probably on an abbreviated season. The NBA will resume their playoffs, or probably just go right to the playoffs. You will have the Masters. I mean, I'm not really into golf, but the Masters will be likely going on, as well as the NHL NHL playoffs, right? The Stanley Cup. As you can tell, I'm not really a big hockey fan, but my point is you're going to have a lot of sports conglomerating at once. I've mentioned this before, but on top of football, that training camp starts in August, you're going to probably have four major sports going on at once. It's going to be a thing of beauty. And no, we don't know when this whole thing's going to be over, but you're going to have hopefully SummerSlam and four or more sports to keep up with. So as bored as we may all be now, we are going to be overwhelmed with the amount of things going on when the light switch gets turned back on and we get the all clear sign. And that's, I mean, I'm being hopeful, but I think I'm being realistic too. So, but back to WrestleMania, this is going to be a time again, we're going to look back at this and likely wonder, you know, what if? And what I mean by that is, would things have been different if the coronavirus never happened? Not necessarily if Roman would have competed, of course he would have, or if The Miz would have competed, or anybody else that's going to be quarantined that we just don't know about yet, even though WrestleMania is already over. Is there going to be, or would there have been, something different with the booking? Maybe, maybe not. I mean, it's always going to be a what-if scenario. And like I said last night, does WWE have anything planned beyond WrestleMania? I mean, or taped for that matter? Or do things come to a grinding halt after WrestleMania? Because I have not heard anything regarding the possibility of shows that have been taped after WrestleMania as follow-up. You know, there are just so many what ifs. And I said this last night, but I think I need to make it a bigger point. I think we all need to lower our expectations for WrestleMania and retrain our brains this year to understand what's happening, the severity of what's happening, the magnitude of what's happening, and realize that this is a WrestleMania that is, It feels as if it's going through the motions. This is a WrestleMania that is not one that we should look back on and think about the moments, because the moments here are not going to be abundant. Moments are made by crowd reaction. End of subject. I mean, you can have the action by the performers in the ring. What makes a moment is a crowd reaction. So there are going to be no crowd reactions, obviously. So take this WrestleMania with a grain of salt. I have a very low expectation for this WrestleMania, which is sad to say, given a month ago what we all thought this could be. And yes, there's going to be some great wrestling, and you may have a surprise or two, but I don't need to see The Rock. I don't need to see Stone Cold Steve Austin. I don't need any of the big returns like Ronda Rousey. Maybe we'll get to finally find out what the hell those lights are that are continually interrupting SmackDown. I don't need it. And I hope that everyone is understanding that this is a WrestleMania that is kind of chalked up to the outbreak, and that this is not going to be your typical WrestleMania, that it's going to be one that is awkward probably at times. But I appreciate WWE for at least putting it on. And as they say, the show must go on, and boy, have they lived up to that. Nothing seems to be able to stop them, although shutting down the Performance Center is probably the last gasp. I don't know how they're going to continue to record shows, even with nobody there. It just seems as if, you know, one thing after another continues to happen, and really now you're left with no option, right? So maybe we're put on hold for wrestling for a while, or maybe they are able to find an arena in the United States that is able to accompany them, or a civic center somewhere that they can use as a recording studio per se. And or maybe they just shut down, which, if I was WWE, you know, I can't believe I'm saying this for, you know, all the things I've said about appreciating the fact that they have continued to go on and the show must go on type of mentality, but I would shut down. I really would, as long as it takes, do reruns of Raws for all signs point to, you know, maybe a month or two. That seems to be the general consensus of how long this is going to last. So if you're shut down for a couple of months, you continue to use those spots on USA and on Fox that you typically run Raw and SmackDown for maybe some new original content with interviews done via Skype, or maybe people come to Stamford, Connecticut and do interviews there. Or they just record promos on their iPhones and send the video to WWE, and they, you know, they dress it up and make a nice video package of it, out of it or something. But there's things you can do from a virtual perspective to continue to create create original content without compromising the safety of the wrestlers. And that is ultimately what I'm getting at here. Is the reason I'm saying this is, you know, that as selfish as it may be as a fan to want to see a live crowd, and you know, you want to see even the neutered version of Raw and SmackDown that we've been getting, there comes a point where when Roman Reigns pulls himself out of one of the main events of WrestleMania, that is pretty damn telling that he, and I did this, I spoke about it last night, so I'm not going to repeat myself, but when you have a performer of that caliber taking himself out of a WrestleMania main event, doesn't get any bigger, that's telling. That's telling, and it should, I think, be reflective and should be an example of staff or wrestlers that aren't comfortable, that maybe want to follow in his footsteps, as you know, to not put themselves at risk. So my general consensus would be to just shut things down for a month or two, and try to pump out as much original content as you can, whether it's virtually reruns or just a, you know, video packages on a weekly basis of covering this feud, covering that feud, you know, whatever it may be. You know, things are different right now, and I don't know how long things are going to be different. I mean, I don't know about you guys. I guess I'm kind of getting used to this. It's weird, but I'm kind of getting used to it. At first, it was a shock to the system, and now it's just kind of daily life. So it's going to be a shock to the system again when things get turned back on, whenever that may be. So I just wanted to come on here and just make a quick point, though, that, you know, this is a WrestleMania. I want everyone to really try to change their mindset. And, you know, I don't know how I can be really wrong about this, and not in I don't mean that in a kind of a egotistical way that, oh, I'm not going to be wrong about this, so, you know, listen to me. But without the audience, WrestleMania is really hard to do to create moments. I mean, you may have the WrestleMania platform, but you don't have the substance of what makes WrestleMania, and that is the crowd reaction. And I just want everyone to kind of take WrestleMania with a grain of salt this year. WWE is doing the damnedest that they can. This is a kind of patchwork WrestleMania, and we've never seen anything like this in the 36 years that it's existed. So this is certainly the most unique year ever. And you know what? I'm still looking forward to it because it's two damn nights of new wrestling that I haven't seen. And no, I'm not going to watch or sneak around or snoop around or dig around for any spoilers. I know they're out there. I don't need to see them. I don't need to hear them. I'm sure I'll come across them accidentally because it's impossible to avoid that kind of stuff sometimes. But I hope everyone is taking this WrestleMania with appreciation, with a new perspective because of the situation we're in and the fact that at least we're getting some new content, as minimal as it may be or as silly as some people may think it is or how dumbed down it may seem. The fact is that they went ahead with this. They went ahead with this, and I think it's still the right choice because the alternative is, well, we don't know how long it's going to last. You know, maybe in a month, maybe 2 months, maybe 3 months, and then you can't keep pushing it out. It was the right thing to do to just say, let's do this now. And I'm sure it's eating Vince alive to have to do his biggest show of the year in front of no one. And yes, ticket sales and merch and all of the financial advantages that are given to each city that hosts WrestleMania with hotels and restaurants and bars and everything else that goes with it in the surrounding city are certainly hurting. And organizations that use WrestleMania as a springboard, as a feeding ground for their wrestling promotion, their small wrestling promotion, to use that as a source of revenue, a big source of revenue, they're hurting too. So, you know, this is the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life, right? And I'm sure many of you may agree that this is the just most bizarre thing, and you know, you can't escape it. Everything is affected by this. So just appreciate WrestleMania for what it is. I'm sure now let me, with that caveat though, as much as I appreciate WrestleMania and WWE for putting it on and all the good things I just said about it, that does not mean that I will not come on here for each post show that I do for WrestleMania, and we'll figure out the details of what, when, how, and who in a day or so. That does not mean that they're immune from me criticizing their booking or the match outlay or anything like that. That does not absolve them of being sloppy bookers, because eventually, here's what's going to have to happen. They're going to have to come off of this, and the next chapter that's written is going to be built off of WrestleMania. WrestleMania outcomes still matter. And they still matter in a big way. So my hope is that WWE doesn't look at this and go, well, you know, this is kind of a messy year anyway. It's a messy couple of weeks. Let's just get through WrestleMania and we'll hit the reset button after Mania. You can't do that with WrestleMania. You might have been able to do that with any other pay-per-view, but WrestleMania. So because you built to this all year. So I'm not going to excuse terrible booking or sloppy effort, sloppy matchups, or anything like that, just because they're in this situation. Effort still matters. Booking still matters. So I would just like to point that out as well, that WWE is not going to be instantly absolved just because they're, you know, going on with the show. So just wanted to, again, just this point of this is just to give you guys a new perspective, hopefully, on this year's WrestleMania. And, you know, I think we should all just enjoy it as best we can and criticize as we need to, right? Because we all know that that's something that as fans, we're just kind of born with the gift to do. So, alrighty guys, well, I'll be back tomorrow with Ashley for a full week in review with some SmackDown news and all of the new news tidbits that come out as far as maybe who's not going to be involved in WrestleMania now or who's in quarantine or whatever it may be, or anything else that comes about. So I will see you guys tomorrow with Ashley. And until then, I'll talk to you soon.